I appreciate the Word of God. Matter of fact, the thought the Lord has given us this morning, it's a simple thought, but it can be deep. As it is written. Now you stop and think. That is used 45 times in our Bible. 45 different places God saw fit to add as it is written. We're going to be judged as it is written, that's for sure. And that's the next thing on the agenda. A lot of people say they can't wait to die and get to heaven. Knowing the terror of the Lord, I beseech you that you think about that, because there's a judgment seat of Christ. The first thing that will happen in our lives, and then things will change. I thought about that, Brother Frank. He said, them that suffer with me shall reign with me. Them that are ashamed of me down here, I'll be ashamed of them up there. There's a lot of things involved in those words, as it is written. I'm glad I still believe the Bible. You'd be amazed at preachers that started out preaching that are now selling bootleg or selling something. I don't know what all they're selling. They quit preaching. They have no zeal for the Lord anymore. I've got three thoughts that I'm going to use, but let me introduce it this way. Paul penned down these words: all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Which tells you this: all Scripture was in heaven, and it's given by the inspiration of God. And the reason we know that, I'll show you in just a minute or two. But everything in this Bible, he gave it under inspiration. That means that what he sent it out to do, his word will not return back unto him a void. It'll accomplish what he wants. And so I'm thrilled about the fact that our preaching is not in vain, Brother Frank. And it's good to look out and see old Slim back there. You've gotten a slimmer too, Slim. I just noticed that. I went down from 228 to 198. Now when I go in to see the doctor, the first thing the nurse asks, have you failed lately? You know, after about 3 years, I said, am I supposed to? I mean, if I got a fall, let's get it over. Well, when I was living out there in the apartment, going through the cancer, I one night went to bed, and believe it or not, I fell out of that bed and fell on my face. And I was crying for Mama. I'm telling you, you're talking about hurting. Well, I couldn't wait to go in that Wednesday to take the chemo so I could tell the nurse I failed. And she went through the routine. She said, have you failed? Yes, ma'am, yes. Mm-hmm, I sure have. She said, well, what you happy about? I said, well, you've been asking me all this time. I want you to know I finally failed. She said, tell me about it. I said, I fell out of the bed. How'd you do that? I said, I stayed too close to where I got in. Y'all get that in a minute. Amen. But I count it a privilege to stand in this place. I've known Brother Frank, did you say 15? I guess it was over at Ensley, Alabama. Lord mercy. That was just 3 years older than Ryder. Isn't that amazing? Cindy was 15 or 16 then, wasn't she? 16 or 17. She's a lot older than you, isn't she? That's right. She's an old woman. Well, anyhow. Amen. I just want to take a minute and look around and all, but I want to direct you to a verse of Scripture. You see, God did his way with promise. In Psalms 12, verses 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words. Pure words. I never understood what purity was when I was lost. And when God saved me, the Holy Spirit took up his abode in my being, then I learned what purity has to do. And he said these words are as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Now, you think about it. If the word is purified seven times, imagine what's going to happen to you and I before we enter into the joys of heaven. Now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we'll be like him. And everyone that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself even as he is pure. There's a lot to this thing of purity. So the Lord has done this. I have an interest in three thoughts this morning. Remember, 45 times in the Bible, 31 of those 45 in the New Testament. It do you great to study those places where he uses the words. My thought is in three different areas. First of all, as it is written, speaks of the written word. Think about this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What you're holding in your hands was in heaven at one time. It was the literal living Word. And he came to this earth and was incarnated. Now, every other son of God, even the angels are described in Job 38 and 7 as sons of the morning, sons of God. They shouted for joy. We're sons of God. But see, Jesus is the only begotten son of God. See, we had to be created. I became a brand new creature in Christ. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Everybody sitting out here this morning that say you're a new creation. The angels were created. Isn't that amazing? Jesus was incarnated. A whole lot of difference. So the living word became the written word for you and I to have, to study and to learn and to live by. As a matter of fact, the Bible said the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's where those Latin words ex nihilo comes from. You see, the devil has never made anything that wasn't. Isn't that something? Somebody asked me one time, said, well, Brother Marty, didn't the devil invent evil? No, evil was here for the devil. Hello? Lucifer became the devil. But remember, God planted a tree in the Garden of Eden, and it was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What about that? Isaiah 45 said that God created evil. Not in the sense of him being evil, but he created evil for a purpose in his plan. Now, this year might strike you as strange the way I'm going to say it, but everything's a setup, really. Everything he planned, Brother Frank, he planned all of this, purposed all of this, and put it into action. And everything's going to turn out exactly the way he wanted to. But he included the free will of man in that. Isn't that amazing? Somebody said, well, how do you balance that? You don't. You just believe it by faith and accept it by faith. Somebody asked me one day, said, well, Brother Marty, if you believe that, then what if you hadn't got saved? I said, I went to hell. You don't have to be a scientist to understand that, amen. If you don't get saved, you go to a devil's hell. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. Hell was never made for one human being, not even Judas Iscariot. Isn't that amazing? It was prepared for the devil and his angel. So when a person goes to the devil's hell, hell has to enlarge itself to receive them, because there's no place in hell for a living human being. If you die lost, then God has to enlarge hell for you. Isn't that amazing? This word tells us some great things as it is written. I could say some more, but John 1:14 said, when the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, he was full of grace and truth. Boy, Keith, I appreciated that song he sang. My goodness, that was getting a little juicy, wasn't it? I sat over and I thought, well, you know, I'm just liable to have a running spell. And then my body said, do what? I said, well, I can think it. Now, I'm going to lay something on you right now that some of you, you're going to say, do what? Not only as it is written, speaks of the written word, but it speaks of the written witness. I don't know how many witnesses are written in the Bible. This is the one the Holy Spirit laid on my heart. Listen to it. Romans 9:13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. I've been in the ministry 58 years. I've had many, many people say, preacher, you can't tell me that God hates. Listen, you wouldn't understand what love is if you didn't understand what hate is. Everybody in here ought to understand a little bit about hate. My Bible said God hates the workers of iniquity. God said in Proverbs these six things he hates. Seven is an abomination unto the Lord. Now, those six things are not going to be cast into hell, but them that do them six things will be. Oh, listen, the God of this Bible has a righteous hate. He hates sin. Now, he allowed sin, and yet he hates sin. He made a way where we could not sin. Did you know when God saved you, the first thing he saved you from is your sins? Amen? Most folks say, I got saved, keep from going to hell. No, you got saved from your sins. You got saved from your sins so you could go live with him forever in purity, as we said earlier. Now listen to how he backs this up. As it is written. Where is this written at? Malachi 1, 2, and 3. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau. You know, you could have turned that around. Jacob was a surplanter. Jacob had every right in the world to be hated. And yet God saved him. And Esau sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. And the Bible says this. God hated him for what he'd done, and he laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. There's a lot of things in this Bible as it is written that folk don't want to agree with, but it's going to come to pass. Everything as it is written in here is going to take place. So my last thought lasts a little longer, but I want you to notice how it's laid out. As it is written speaks of the written will, W-I-L-L. John 1:11-13, he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Whatever it was you got saved because the Holy Ghost drew you to Christ. He awakened you. He opened you up and let you see yourself in the condition you were in. And you received Christ and come to know him in the free pardon of sin. As a matter of fact, John 6:37 said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." Wouldn't it be nice if it all come at one time? Doesn't work that way. There's new people in this church now that I've never seen before. Some have come to know the Lord while Brother Frank's been preaching through Acts on Sundays. It's amazing how God's got this planned and set up. But he said, "And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." We're still inviting people to come to Christ. We're still inviting people to come to Jesus. He said, "If you do, I won't cast you out." No. Listen to this. The Bible tells us in Romans 9:14-24, "What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he'll have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth." There's people right here in Childersburg, Alabama, that at one time were pretty easy to get along with. Some of them even made a profession of faith and didn't mean it. And because of that, God started hardening them. Or they hardened themselves at first, but they got to a point to where God hardened them and turned them over to a reprobate mind. They're here in Childersburg. They're here everywhere in this world. And they'll be tomorrow and the next day until the Lord ends this thing. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As it is written, it's appointed unto man once to die, after this the judgment. I want to ask you personally this morning. I don't know all of you, and I'm having a little physical problem at the moment, so I'm not going to be able to preach any longer, Frank, but I do want to ask you this. Do you know the Lord? He invites you to come to him. He said, if you come to me, I won't cast you out. I'll receive you, and I'll be your Savior. I'd ask you, if you would, to bow your heads, Brother Frank.
Thank you, Brother Marty. I know there's a lot of information in what he shared this morning, and some of you perhaps have not noted those verses, but certainly, if people could understand, we are at the mercy of God, you know? And sometimes people have this idea about God that, you know, I'll give it some thought, and I'll think about it, and maybe one day I'll make a commitment or come forward or pray or repent. But God Almighty is in charge. And the same sun that melts the ice hardens the clay. And he's right. As the scripture said with Pharaoh, God hardened his heart to work his will and work his plan. And every time you sin against conscience, every time you reject truth, there's a hardness going on. And then Proverbs 29, I think it is, says, he that hardeneth his heart shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So that's the judgment of God. You pray for Brother Marty. I know he's going through some things, but we'll sing a verse of song right now. And do you need prayer? You'd like to come forward, you can. But certainly hear the word of the Lord and respond as he speaks to your heart. While we stand and sing.